begin the current daf Masechet Nedarim, daf Samach Dalet. Begin on the top of the Yomid, where the Gemara continues with the next parak, the ninth parak of Masechet Nedarim, parak Reb Eliezer, which this parak discusses the halacha, one of the ways of what's called Hataras Nedarim, permitting a neder, is through a Pesach, which is that the Chacham that you go to the sage, he says, he finds something, a variable, that had you known this when you made the neder, would you have made such a neder? And he says, no, I would not have made that. So that's a faulty error in the neder itself, and thus undoing and revoking the neder itself. And that's a concept of what's called finding a Pesach. Now, however, our Mishnah continues on this theme regarding the halacha of a Pesach and has a machlikus regarding how to define, that's the theme of this parak, how to define the parameters of the halacha of a Pesach. So Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, he says, Peischin la'adam b'chvayt ava ve'imer. A sage, when you go to him, he can find an opening regarding the honor of a person's parents. In other words, that the sage could tell the person who took the neder, had you known that because of your making a neder, people would degrade your father and mother because you're so lax in making the darm. Whereas the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Bezim at Aleph, that we call a person who's a wicked, the son of righteous, we call him actually the wicked, the son of wicked, and therefore such a person who's lax in the darm, they call it's a bad reputation for their parents. Would you have made such a neder? And if he says, no, had I known that, I would not have made a neder. So that's a Pesach. Or another interpretation is, had you known that people are going to say that, who did he learn to do this type of lax behavior from? From his parents, so that must be there also mezalzel in the darm. And therefore, if a person says, no, had I known that, I would never have made this neder. So that is a valid Pesach. Whereas the Chachamim, Ais and Chachamim say that's forbidden, as the Gemara will explain the reasoning of the Chachamim. Why is that not a valid Pesach in finding a fault in the making of the nether itself? Now, Amr Reb Tzadik, he says, until you come and try to say that you could make a Pesach because of the honor of a person's father and mother, you could already go ahead and find an opening because of the honor of Hashem. In other words, according to Reb Tzadik, is saying, according to Reb Eliezer, just like he says it's permitted to find an opening because had you known the ramifications of the regards to the honor of your parents, therefore it's permitted. He so on that Reb Tzadik says the same thing applies to one's father in heaven, to Hashem, that people would say the sage could tell this person, had you known that when you're going to make the neder you're going to be lax in the honor of Hashem, had you made such a neder, whereas the Sefri says that when you make a neder it's like you're making a neder in the king himself, had you made such a neder, the person would say, no, that is a valid neder, so you don't have to even come onto the person's parents. You could even say, with Hashem. Now, on that, Amrulay, the Giras is that they said to him, to Reb Tzadik, Im Kain Ein Nedar. If that's the case, then there wouldn't be any neder. In other words, what the Chama argue in Reb Tzadik, and they say that, no, even Reb Eliezer agrees to the Rabbanan, that when it comes to the honor of Hashem, you can't use it as a valid Pesach. And the reason being is because if you would use that as a Pesach for any neder, then there wouldn't be Nedar. And the reason is, as the Gemara explains, according to one interpretation, is that no one would have the audacity to say that had he known that there would be a disgrace to Hashem's honor, he would still have made such a neder. And therefore, what the ramification of that is that even if they really wouldn't have stopped him when he made the neder, he's going to lie and be embarrassed to tell the sage that he would have made it even though it's a disgrace for Hashem. And therefore, you can't use it as a valid Pesach because the person's not going to be honest about that. And he'll say, oh yeah, I would never have made that, but really he would have. And therefore, essentially, there's still halacha of neder, and it's not a valid Pesach, and now he's going to be not fulfilling the neder wrongfully. Now, however, the Ram points out, in contrast to, like, as the Mishnah later on, Samachim Amid Beis tells us, regards to the honor of one mitzvah, that is different. But regarding to the honor of Hashem in totality, that no one would have the audacity, and therefore it's not a valid Pesach, even if, really, the person wouldn't care, chas v'shalom, about that element. Now, the Mishnah continues, and tells us, although we had this machlokes Reb Elezer and the Chachamim regarding can you use the honor of one's parents as a valid Pesach or not, then Meidim Chachamim Reb Eliezer, that the sages agree to Reb Eliezer, that when it's bedavar shebeinoy lebein av ve'imei, when it's actually an area that the neder was about, was between him and his parents. For example, let's say he made his parents forbidden to have a nah from him. Says, no, that mom and dad, no more, I'm taking a neder, you can't have a nah from me. So there the sages agree, that then you could utilize the honor of one's father and mother. So although they said generally you can't use that, as we'll explain in the Gemara, they do agree, however, in the case when that is actually the point of contention, to say had you known what they would feel like because of this neder you took against them, then that is a valid neder, like Rabbi Eliezer said, as one can always do. Now the Mishnah says another leniency that Rabbi Eliezer says is that Pesachim Benoilad is that you can use a Pesach, you can create an opening, as the Mishnah will explain, such a case of even if it's something that was only introduced, which wasn't even, that variable wasn't even there at the time of the nether, but it or something that happens at a later point in time that develops, then that development would make you that you would not have wanted to make the nether, you can use that as a valid Pesach. Now the Ran just points out that although there was the opinion of the Rabbanan in between Rabbi Eliezer's first statement and his second statement, which generally, as the Gemara asks himself, this even the Frokim Lamed Aleph, that how can you say Va'oid in another point if someone else interrupts in between? And that the Ran says here it's different because since Rabbi Eliezer is saying leniencies, and the leniency is a very strong point because to be stringent, everyone could be stringent. And therefore, even though there was another opinion, that of the Rabbanan, that it was interrupted from his first statement, you could still say Va'oid, that another leniency that Rabbi Eliezer says, which is regarding that not only could you make a Pesach in the honor of one's parents, you could also make a Pesach that was only developed at a later point in time. Whereas V'chacham Ha'ishim, however, the Chacham say that it's going to be forbidden, and the reason being is because the concept of the Pesach is that the Neder was under a false understanding. Now, that would only be by something that what is normal to be, that is at the time that you made the Neder. That's going to be a mistaken nether. But something that only develops at a later point in time, which is not something that you could have known, therefore the Chacham say that that's not something that could revoke the initial making of the nether, and hence that won't be valid as a Pesach, which again, the whole concept of a Pesach is not harata that you later regret. It's saying that you just weren't aware of the circumstances when you took the nether, and therefore it was a faulty nether, hence not a valid nether. They hold that doesn't apply to something that's nether that develops at a later point in time. Now the Mishnah says, Ketzad, what is this case of Nailid that they're arguing about? So for example, Amar Kainim Shani Nenel Ish Plainif. Let's say somebody says that I'm taking a neder, I'm not having pleasure from that person. Now the problem is, Venasa Sefer. Then he becomes a big Talmudic sage, and now he always needs him. He has to come onto this Talmudic sage. Oy or Shoyim Masiyas Benoy. That person was going to head and he's marrying off a child. Now generally, when someone comes to someone else's wedding, he eats by the wedding. But he took a neder and he said that he's not going to have pleasure from that person. Now the Madr says, Ilo Hayisi Yedei Shunasa Saiba, had I known he's going to become the great Talmudic sage, or very shortly he's going to marry off a child, I would never have made such a neder because now I can't have pleasure from him, but I didn't know these circumstances. And that is the Machlik is Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim regarding, since it's annihilated, it's something that develops at a later point in time, is that valid to be used as a Pesach or not? Similarly, someone says, I'm taking a neder, I'm not coming into this house. Now, suddenly this becomes the shul. So Amar says, Ilo ha'yisi edeya shu nasa beis ha'knesses lo yisi noide. Says, had I known this was going to be the shul, I would never have made a neder from this house. So again, Rabbi Eliezer matev, Acham Eisim, Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's going to be permitted. And Acham say it's aser, where the Ram points out that that seems to be redundant because we already said that that's machlegis and we just explained the cases. So the Ran says it's just because we picked a lot of cases that is machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. So then it sums it up at the end and says, regarding all these cases, Rabbi Eliezer, that the leaning opinion, who says it's permitted, and Chacham, who take the stringent point and say that it's going to be forbidden. Now the Gemara asks, we started off with machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Can you be Pesach with covet for one's father and mother? Now additionally, Rabbi Tzadik said that a coin Rabbi Eliezer that holds that you could be Pesach with the honor, meaning not something that's intrinsic to the nether itself, but rather because of the ramifications regarding the honor of one's parents. So Rabbi Tzadik says that if that's the, you could also already make for the honor of Hashem, which is also ramifications of the nether that you're making because it treats Hashem lightly when one takes a nether. So on that, the sages responded and said, if so, a nedar, then there's not going to be any nether. So on that, the Gemara asks, my enedarim, what does this mean when the sages said that if we're going to be able to undo every nether by saying, oh, had you known the honor of Hashem, then would you have made such a nether? So on that, Reb Tzadik says, that's a valid Pesach, just like the honor of one's parents, which possibly also degraded when you make a nether. So to Hashem, so too, that you can make a Pesach by either one. On that, the sages said that no, then there's not going to be any nether. Meaning, yes, Rabbi Eliezer could hold that you'll be Pesach, b'chvat aviv v'imay, but not for Hashem. Why? What's the difference between Hashem and one's parents? So Amabai Abaye says, because im kain, what does it mean if so? E nidarim nitarin yafa. Then nidarim are not going to be permitted, which is hataras nidarim, which is what the sage does, is not going to be undone appropriately. As we had alluded to this interpretation in the Mishnah, because even if really this person would not have stopped making the nether, he's bent on making this nether. And he doesn't care, so to speak, if this is going to cause dishonor to Hashem. Still, he wanted to make the nether. No, but when it comes to the Talmud Chacham, to the sage, he's not going to have the audacity in front of the sage to say, yes, I would have made it. And at that time, I understood that I would have made it even though this wasn't according to the honor of Hashem. Rather, he's going to lie. And he's going to say, oh, you know what? You're right. Had I known, I would never have made a nether. Now, it comes out that this was an inappropriate hataras nedarim because it's not a valid Pesach. And he's not going to now fulfill the nether because of what the sage did for him. But truth is, it really is a valid nether. Now, because of that, the sages said to Reb Tzadik that Reb Eliezer would agree to the Rabbanan in this case that you cannot be Peseach Bechavit in this case of Hamakom of Hashem. Now, you're right. Regarding when it's the honor of one's parents, that's where they argue with the Rabbanan say that it's still going to be Aser because they hold that there is no difference between the honor of Hashem and the honor of one's parents. Because by one's parents, also a person would not have the audacity to say that, yeah, I wouldn't care that what my parents would feel like. That the Gemara is saying that a person wouldn't have such an audacity. And therefore the Chacham say that you can't make such a Pesach. Which Reb Eliezer holds that no, for Hashem, for the God of the world, that you wouldn't have the audacity. But for one's parents, he would have the audacity. And therefore that's why he could use it as a valid Pesach. Because if the person, if you ask him, had you known your parents would be dishonored, would you have made it? If he says, I would not have made it, so that's a valid Pesach, because had he yes made it, even with that, he would have said, yes, I would have made it with that, and he would have the audacity. So therefore, it is an honest test, that's a litmus test to see if had he made it or not, because he wouldn't lie, he would say the truth that he would have the audacity, and from the fact that he's saying, no, you're right, I would not have, so it is a valid Pesach to undo the neder. That's a Abaye's interpretation of what the Chacham said to Reb Tzadik, why they argue on him regarding taking Reb Eliezer to the next level of making even for Kavod HaMakom, because there they said that no, everyone would agree regarding Hashem that no one would have the audacity, so therefore it's not a valid Pesach. Now, as we continue on Tamid Beis, V'Ravam, he gives a different interpretation that what they were telling to Reb Tzadik was, Im Kain, if it's so, like you, Reb Tzadik, are trying to propose, in Reb Eliezer's opinion, a step further, that then, forget about coming out to one's parents, you could be mat the neder with Kavod HaMakom. So on that, they said to him, that if that would be the case, then ein nedarim nishan l'chacham. Then no one is going to be shayel on a neder by a chacham ever again. Why? Because everyone's going to say, I took a neder, big deal. Because you can use a joker card for every neder and say that, oh, had I known that this would be a dishonor to Hashem, I would never have made a nether. And therefore, that could be problematic. Where now no one's going to be about to a nether anymore. They're just going to go ahead and carte blanche and say, oh, okay, I don't have to keep the nether because of Kavod HaMakom. Now, the Ram points out a difficulty, and that is, if the reason why Reb Eliezer, the way Rava just explained, Reb Eliezer would agree to the Chacham that you can't utilize Kavod HaMakom. Why? Because that's something that's a joker. You could always use... It's something that's always that you could use to be mata the neder, so then you should be concerned the same thing by kavod av ve'imai. Why does Reb Eliezer hold that for one's parents that is valid? But if that's the case, a person will always undo it himself. He wouldn't go ahead and ask a sage anymore because he would say, "Oh, of course, I didn't realize that my parents would be dishonored. But of course, if they're dishonored, I wouldn't do it. So how is that any different than the honor of one's parents?" So on that, the Ran proposes that maybe you could say that Reb Eliezer holds that since there are certain nedarim that are not so severe, where it's not so embarrassing for one's parents when you make such a neder, and therefore that wouldn't be a valid Pesach in certain nedarim because of the honor of one's parents. So therefore, you say that since it's not all nedarim that you can use such a Pesach, so even those that you could use such a Pesach, as the Gemara actually will conclude with a similar type of svara, you'll go to the sage anyway. You're not going to go ahead and just be mat in the dorm by yourself and say, oh, my parents, what do you mean parents? Your parents wouldn't be embarrassed with such a nether, maybe from such a nether. So since it's not just black and white, so everyone knows you have to go to the chacham to be mat in the nether when it comes to, let's say, the honor of one's parents, because it depends qualitatively. But if we allowed Kavod HaMakom, that's every nether, and therefore you would never go to chacham ever again. And that would be problematic, because it wouldn't be a truthful barometer if the person is valid for a Pesach or not. Now, where's the Rabbanon hold? They said that no, that if you're going to be Pesach for even the covet of Avod Ve'imai, then you could do it for every neder, because every neder, on some level, what is my child making the dumb, which are inappropriate, and therefore no one's going to be shoyel for a chacham anymore, because it is a valid Pesach for every type of a neder, and therefore, actually, for that reason, you can't be Pesach with any neder, because that's a problem, because if they're going to do it themselves, and then never go to the sage in the first place. That's Rava's interpretation. So you have Abaye and Rava. What does it mean when they told him Im Kain, then there's no nedarim? According to Abaye, it meant to say that it's not going to be a valid Pesach, because it's not a truthful barometer. According to Rava, it was that in nedarim, that no one's going to ask to the Chacham anymore for their nedarim, which again is going to be problematic, because it's not going to be, no one's, the person himself is not going to be truthful, and no one's going to go to sage anymore, because, oh, Kavod HaMakom, Kavod HaMakom, you don't have to keep the nether. And therefore, they said that, no, you can't use Kavod HaMakom as a valid Pesach at all, and hence you're not going to run into the problems about the people doing it themselves. Now, the Gemara asks, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, which seems to be difficult on Rava's interpretation. The Mishnah said, Moedim Chacham L'Yazer, that the sages agree to L'Yazer, although they argue and say you can't use the honor of one's parents as a Pesach, but they do agree, when actually the neder was actually a point of contention, when let's say he made a neder, they can't have an offer from him, that then you could utilize their honor, their dignity, as a Pesach for that neder that he made between them. Now, now the Gemara asks, Bishlam Abaya, makes sense according to Abaya, the Omer that he said, that why can you not be Pesach b'chveid ha-makom? Why? What was it that they were telling, Chama telling Reb Tzadik, why you can't use Kavod HaMakom, was because Im Kain and the Dharm Nitarin, as the Gears of the Debach adds on Yafa, because then you're not going to be really doing a valid Pesach, because maybe the person would be lying and really he would have done it, so it's not a valid barometer. Now, on that we understand why the Chacham, however, would agree in this case, because Hachak even the Ichtzivle, since the person already had the audacity, he already had the chutzpah to disregard his parents' honor and make them forbidden to have enough of him, so obviously he is mechutzav, he does disregard them, and therefore, when the sage will say, had you known their honor that would be disregarded, and he'll spell it out exactly with the disregard of their honor that he had, he's not going to lie, because he's not afraid to have audacity, as the whole precept of this neder was based on that. Now, that's why the Chacham would agree that you could use such a Pesach, because we don't have to be concerned that he's going to be lying and he's afraid to have audacity, because he obviously has audacity. Now that makes sense according to Abaya, but according to Rava, the Amma that he said, that the reason why you can't be Pesach b'chavad ha-makom is because Im Kain, if that would be the case, ain't the Dharm Nisham L'Chacham, then no one's going to ask a sage anymore. So Hacha my Pesachin, so why over here could we go ahead and, according to the Chacham, be Pesach b'chavad of v'imay, when the point of contention is a net that he made between him and them, but you still have to be concerned. And what's the concern? Because since he knows that you can make a Pesach in his parents' honor, he's going to do it himself. He's not going to go to the sage. Why, if the Chachamim, who Agur and Reb Tzadik, say that you can't use something like Kavod HaMakom, which is something that you might come to use yourself, because it's such a umbrella type of a heter, so then that would apply to one's parents too. You know, all my parents, I didn't realize what would be a regular Pesach. You have to find out certain variables, had known the circumstances, and that you need a Chacham for. But for something like honor of one's parents, is something that is just easily used. So then why, even when there's a point of contention between them? So according to Abaye, that's actually the point. It's about being mechutzav or not, about having as or not. So that takes away the problem when he already had audacity, so we're not afraid to use a Pesach that he won't have audacity because he has. But according to Rava, that's not the point. It's just that people are going to do it themselves. And DIY is something that's concerning when it comes to halacha. So on that, the problem is, there's no difference between Kavod HaMakom and Kavod Ave'im. So what does it help that it's a point of contention between themselves? You should still not allow it to be used as a Pesach. So Amri, they said that no. Kiven the chol nidri li'sagi lohain delav chacham. Since every regular neder that a person makes, everyone knows you can't permit it without a sage, because by regular nedarim, where when it's not a point of contention between the two of them, or let's say that then it has nothing to do with the honor of one's parents. Now, since generally a regular layman doesn't know how to find a Pesach, so he needs to, and as people do, they go to the Chacham to be matir the neder. So Hachanami Paiskan. So therefore here also we can use this as a Pesach. In other words, because since you commonly go to the sage, because of all the other nedarim that you make, so therefore even for this neder, which does encroach upon covet of ve'imai, you're still going to go to the sage to be matir covet of ve'imai, although that's something that the person would do himself. In other words, by covet amakom, like Rav explained, regards Hashem, so no one would ever go to the sage anymore. Because every neder applies to covet amakom. So that's why he said, they told him, no, you can't use that. But this that they agree in the case of when it's a point of contention between them, that then you could use covet of ve'imai, although that is something that normally a person, if let's say everything would encroach upon covet of ve'imai, then the person would do it himself, but that's not the case. Cases a regular neder has nothing to do with covet of ve'imai according to the Chacham. It's only when you make the neder between you and them, so then, although yes, that case, essentially the person himself could realize what would be wrong with this, that it's his parents' dignity that's at stake, but he's going to go to the Chacham anyway because you go for all the other 99% of the Nedarim, which are not between one and one's parent, saying that this piece of meat should be forbidden to me or whatever it is, so therefore you're going to go, and although this isolated case is something that you could do yourself, you're not going to, and therefore that doesn't run into the problem how Rav is explaining the Chachamim, that you're not going to be Shoyel Chacham, which only applies by Kavod HaMakom. But here by Kavod HaVeimai, which is just an isolated type of a case, although you could do it yourself, you still will go to the Chacham like all other Nedarim. Now the Mishnah said, V'oid Am Reb Eliezer. Another leniency Reb Eliezer said, was Paischem Enayilid Chulu, that you can make an opening for the Neder, even for something that only developed at a later point in time, where the Chacham Eisim, they argued, and they said that that's, no, it's forbidden. So the Gemara asked, my time at Reb Eliezer, what's the reason of Reb Eliezer? Now, because in contrast to the Rabbanan, we already explained their reasoning in the Mishnah, which makes sense, because a Pesach is something that the inception of what you made the Neder for, had you known the circumstances, you would never have done that. Now, that's only something that's shrich, that happens, or that's there at the time. So then you say that that's something that makes sense that you would never have made the Neder, but something that develops at a later point in time, why should you say that that would be a mistake in the making of the Neder? Yeah, maybe you have regret later on. That's Charata, that's something else. But for a Pesach, that's why the Gemara is asking on Reb Eliezer's opinion, why would you say by something that only develops at a later point in time that you didn't even know about, that that's valid to be used as a Pesach? So Amrav Chizdi says, Damakra, because there's actually a Pasuk that illustrates this halacha of Reb Eliezer. Pasuk says in Shemais that Hashem said to Moshe when he was in Midian and he was by Yisrael, he wanted him to come back to Mitzrayim to redeem the Jewish people. He said, because Kimesu kol anoshim, because all the people that, as the Pasuk says, Mevakshim es nafshecha, that wanted you dead, they're already dead. Now, the Ram points out that although it's actually Yisroi that made Moshe take the Shavua, the oath, which as the Pasuk says, V'yol Moshe l'sheves as a ish, that Moshe Rabbeinu swore because he wanted to settle with this man, with Yisroi, and V'yitin lo'es Tzipora, and then Yisroi gave him his daughter Tzipora, still Moshe Rabbeinu only took the oath because he was afraid of Dasan and Avira. And that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu made from a Pesach, don't worry about Dasan and Avirim, because the men who wanted you dead, they're already dead. And therefore you can go back to Mitzrayim, and then you can redeem the Jewish people. Now, problem is, V'misa D'Noilehu. But death is something that only develops at a later point in time. It's not something that you expect. And yet still we see that Hashem used it as a Pesach for Moshe Rabbeinu regarding his Shavua, that he's going to stay a midget and not go back to Mitzrayim because the main reason was because he was afraid of them. So on that, Mikan, Shapayeshchem Anayilid, that's probably as a source, that you could make a Pesach, as Hashem himself did for Moshe Rabbeinu, from something that only develops at a later point in time. So David the Gemara asks, Rabbanan, my Tamay. So what's the reason for Rabbanan? We understand their logic, but there's a Pasuk seemingly that contradicts them. What do they do with the Pasuk? So now the Gemara says, Kesavi, they hold Hanu Mimaisi? Do you think Dustin Mavim, who wanted Moshe Rabbeinu dead, that they died? But wherever it says in the Torah, Nitzim and Nitzavim, Einin Ela Dustin Mavim. Nitzim is that they were contentious and they were there standing in the way, that they actually refer to the evil Dustin Mavim. Like it says in the beginning of Shemois, Nitzim, that there were Shnei Anoshim Ivrim, that were Nitzim, that they were fighting, where Moshe Rabbeinu says, why are you fighting? And it says Nitzavim later on the Perek Hey, which proves that they were still alive, which when Moshe Rabbeinu came back, says V'yifku es Moshe ves'ar Nitzavim l'krasim, that Moshe Rabbeinu encountered men that were standing opposing them. Now, we don't know who they are. Obviously, those men were the same ones who previously were Nitzim Nitzavim, where they were the ones that slandered Moshe Rabbeinu, that he killed the Egyptian, which made him run away to Midian. They were the same people, the same wicked dust in the Anvirim, and they were there also at the time of Korach, until they got swallowed in the ground together with Korach. Now, so obviously, the Chacham tell Rabbi Eliezer, they didn't die. So, Ela Amar Shlokesh, Rabbi Shlokesh says, Sheyardu Minechseyen. It just means that they lost all their money. Now, because of that, that the Rabbanan say that when it says in the Pasuk, Kimesu, and Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu that they died, they didn't really die. They only lost their money. As the Gemara will shortly explain, that we see losing one's money is comparable like a death. Now, therefore, as the Ram brings from the Yerushalmi, poverty is not something that's considered noilid, that's something that you didn't expect as a later development, because as Rabbi Ze'era says, Ha'anias Mitsuya, becoming poor is very common for someone to lose his wealth. And therefore, that would not be considered noilid, that would be considered something that actually was something to be considered at the time of the Neder, which would be a valid Pesach. And therefore, they argue and they say that you don't see from this source anything about noilid, which would be if they had died, they didn't die, they just lost their money. And because they lost their money, actually, as the Ran explains on the first parak, where he says that how do we know that the Dustam Aviram lost all their money, whereas the Gemara shortly explained there's actually four types of people that are considered as dead. So maybe it's one of the other things, maybe they had Saras, which is that idea, because since they lost their money, so they weren't influential anymore in the court of Parai, and therefore they couldn't do any harm to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's why he could come back. As the Gemara proves, like Amar Yishuv ben Levi, anyone who doesn't have children is like they're dead. Like it says in Pasuk in Bereishis, where Rachel tells to Yaakov, Havali vanim, give me children. If not, I'm dead. Where we see that a person, as a famous piece from Chaim Shmuel Levitz, where a person is not connected to other people, he's considered as dead. So the biggest of that is having children. At Betania, like Luna Braisa, Arba, Chashuvim Kemes, four types of people are considered like they're dead. Ani, someone that's poor, which is what we're illustrating in Agamar. Umitzari is someone that has a tzaras affliction. Visuma is someone that's blind. Umisha in Lebanon is someone that doesn't have children. Now, on that the Gemara explains, Ani dechsev, a pauper is like it says in the Pasuk, Kimesu cholan ashem, which exactly the opinion of the Chachamim, not like Rabbi Eliezer, that it didn't mean that they died. It means that they lost all their money. And again, that's why it was a valid Pesach, even though it wasn't, and that it really wasn't noilid, it was just that they lost their money. Mitzayr dechsev, where do we see that someone that has tzaras is considered that he's dead? Like it says a Pasuk in Bamidbar, where Aaron was requesting of Moshe that she should be healed from, that Miriam should be healed from her tzaras, where, because they had said Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu, that Al-Nasi Kamesh, she shouldn't be like a dead person, where again, that having tzaras is like a dead person. And Besuma Dechsev, and blind is like death, as it says in Pasuk in Eicha, B'machshakim Hoshivani, in the darkness he has placed me, meaning that I can't see, Kamesh Eilim, like the dead of the world, where we see that if one cannot see, it's like he's dead. Umisha in Lebanim dechsev, and someone that doesn't have children is like dead, like it says in the pasuk we quoted before, where Rachel told Yaakov, Havli Ivanim, give me children, Vim Ayn Mesonech, if not, I am dead. And therefore, that's the understanding of the Pin Chachamim, that you are going to hold, like in our Mishnah, Chum Isim, you can't be Besech Benoilid, and there's no Raya from Hashem telling Moshe that Dasan Vim were dead as a Pesach, because it didn't really mean that they had died, it meant that they lost all their money.